Hello, friends. How are you today? I feel like crud. This, whatever is going on in my head right now, is terrible. Today was a great day, too. Like, it was beautiful. Early when I got to work this morning, my boss was like, hey, I have some work for you to do in Elkins, which is this, like, super amazing, small college town that's like in the middle of nowhere, West Virginia. And it's like a, I don't know if it's a liberal arts college, but the town feels like a liberal arts college type town. It's just this quaint, nestled in the mountains of West Virginia, little town. You know, the only real industry there used to be forestry. I don't know if it still is, but their main industry now is tourism. Lots of ski slopes around that area, and it's just this beautiful little mountain town. And it's also like an hour and a half away, so I got to hop on the bike. It was a beautiful day, and I rode about 200 miles today for work. It's always awesome when I get to ride for work. It's even better when I get to ride mountain roads for 200 miles and experience the outdoors. Now I'm paying for it, and I don't know if it's allergies. I don't know if it's something else. My daughter was sick last week. Jamie is currently sick. She went to the doctor yesterday, and they told her that her mono numbers were up, which is something that I deal with at least once a year. Epstein-Barr. I don't know if Epstein-Barr is the official name for whatever this is. Apparently, once you have mono, it just kind of sits in your system, and it can flare up whenever it feels like it. And they call that Epstein-Barr. And if it happens for like a large period of time, like 6 months, then it's considered chronic fatigue. I've been diagnosed not with chronic fatigue, but I've been told in the past that part of my fatigue is due to mono, and that's how I feel right now. I've got a bit of a sore throat. I came home and passed out. I'm like dead, exhausted, tired, and that makes me feel bad about the show, which makes me feel bad about wanting to come down here, and it's a really weird mental gymnastics that I have to do with myself, because it's like I want to come record, but I don't feel good. So I don't have the energy to do like a topic like we covered yesterday with the jointer, and I just want to record something, edit it together, and upload it. But then I don't have the energy to do it, and so then I lay there, and then I try to come up with something to talk about, and then it's just like, where do I go? I don't know what to do. Let me look up. And then I'm on the internet, and then, you know, how it is when you accidentally open the internet. I end up chasing rabbits and researching stuff and talking about things. And it's just like, then I get so distracted from doing the show that now to get back on track to come down here to do the... Yeah. Whatever this is, I hope it passes soon. Very soon. Because it just needs to go away. I've got a lot of drainage right now. It doesn't feel like allergies. It just feels like crud. I got the cruds. In other news, the desktop that I use to edit the show, the desktop that the show lives on, that's not true. The show lives on portable hard drives, so I could always use a laptop if I need to edit. But I do most of my editing on a desktop machine. It died on me over the weekend. I've recovered it for now. But I had to order some parts. They should be in, I believe, tomorrow. I'm not positive. And I've thought about doing a PC repair. Like, maybe I'll just put the parts in here on the show. Let me know in the comments down below. Give me a thumbs up if you think that's a good idea. If you want to see me fix my PC on the show and talk about how I diagnosed the problem and how the parts that I ordered, that sort of stuff. If you're interested in PC repair or building a PC, tell me in the comments, give me a thumbs up, and that way I'll know that you want to see that. Otherwise, I'm just going to tear it down, throw it back together so I can get on with life. And Friday's episode will be pre-recorded. So if you have stuff to send me, remember, Chevy@thedailyshed.com. Send me videos, pictures, stories, web pages, posts, Instagrams, whatever you want to send. You can send them to my email address. You can also send them to me at Instagram or Twitter with hashtag at ChevyDodd is my username on both of those platforms for Friday's episode. You can also send questions. Questions are best sent through Twitter. So, and so that way I can get a Friday episode recorded on Thursday night, upload it for Friday, and we're good to go. What else happened today? Oh, so this morning I woke up and West Virginia was on the front page of Reddit. And when that happens, it's never good. And in this situation, it was a really interesting situation. I encourage you to go look this up. But essentially, a policeman was fired for not shooting a suspect. This is what it came down to. He was a former Marine. He was a police officer. There was a suspect with a gun who was obviously attempting suicide by a cop. The cop refused to shoot him. He was de-escalating the situation. Some other police officers showed up and shot and killed the man. And the original officer who was de-escalating the situation was fired. Wow. That blows my mind. And of course it happened in West Virginia. Imagine that. As I've told you before, we now have constitutional carry laws here. That wasn't a situation here. The guy was brandishing the firearm. He was, you know, waving it about, but it was unloaded. It wasn't, regardless of whether it was unloaded or loaded, it doesn't matter. He wasn't going to shoot anybody. The cop knew it. And the other police officers did what they thought was correct in shooting the man. Right or wrong, it happened. Right or wrong, we are in the national news. It sucks. I really wish that things like that didn't occur in this world, that we could all better find ways to better help people in desperate situations like that other than shooting them in the head. It's stories like these when I really wish we had a more socialistic society, particularly for mental health issues. I really wish that we had stronger institutional government, if you will, based mental health resources for people like that. Unfortunately, we don't, and some people are going to do the right thing and lose their jobs because of it. It's shit. I'll link it in the thingy down below. So leave me some comments. Definitely tell me about the PC repair for a future episode. Send me some stuff for Friday, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait!
Hello, beautiful women and handsome men. My name is Dunga, and welcome to your random fact of the day on Chevy's Chef. This time, just a green screen. And I'm too lazy to edit it out, so hey Chevy, good luck with it! Anyways, did you know that George Washington in 1791 decided on the site of the White House? And that construction started in 1792 and finished in 1800. This means that George Washington never lived in the White House. And here's a fun bit of trivia for you. Which one is older, Buckingham Palace or the White House? I'll give you the answer when I return tomorrow. See you then. Bye.